Sports Talk 99.1 FM, KPGM, 1500 AM, KPGM. I played some Back in Black because Tim Bard is finally back with us on the Pick'em segment. Tim Bard, Chris Revard, Evan Farbach with you.
Yeah, we would like to welcome Coach Bart back. No one knows where he's been.
On assignment.
On assignment. He's been on assignment. That's exactly right. Yeah. Exactly. So, welcome back, Coach Bart.
I was out scouting these football teams, trying to get some confidential information.
Well, you better run away with the picks this week then.
Exactly. Exactly.
We went ahead and gave Coach Bart the points that Coach Dilbeck and who did we have last week?
Coach Hershock. Yeah. Coach Dilbeck. So he owes them a steak dinner.
Yeah, because he's still in the league. They did pretty good. They were even or beat Coach Revard by just 1 or 2 points each week. So
who hasn't?
Bard is now 37-13. Coach Revard is 35-15. So Coach
Bard. And I want to know too that I do support our local teams, unlike Coach Bard.
Yeah, he has to be politically correct because of his son. I'm more of a winner. I go for the win and not hurt feelings.
That's not true.
That's the record. Coach Bart, 2-game lead. Obviously, we're just halfway through, so we've still got a lot of games left to pick. So let's go ahead and hop to it here. Week number 6 of high school football. And let's just go ahead and start with an Osage County ball game. Barnsdall coming off kind of a wild win over Langston Hughes. Had some stuff go on after that ball game that was pretty wacky. But they've got a tough one at home tonight against Morrison, one of the top two teams in that really hard 2A District 5.
Yeah, that's right. Barnsdall, you know, what I heard, it was kind of a wacky game, and I don't know if there has been players suspended or not, but I'm assuming there has been at least one or two, but who knows. But regardless, even if they had those players, Morrison is really, really good, and I think they're going to come out on top.
Coach Revard takes Morrison.
I don't know. You know, I think maybe Barnsdall has maybe they've rebounded. I know they're playing at home. They've been on the road, so I'm going to take Barnsdall to get it back this week.
Okay, Coach Bard going with
Coach
the upset.
Coach Bard, he's been out scouting. He said he's been out there.
Okay, let's go ahead and let's just pick Nowata next. I think Nowata has a chance to win again tonight. Ironmen picked up their first win in almost 2 years last week, 33-6 over Chelsea. They're playing a Salina team, which is 2-0 in the district. They've played the exact same district schedule Nowata and Salina has. Of course, Nowata nearly knocked off Kansas a couple of weeks ago, but came up just short. Chelsea just barely edged past Kansas. They beat Chelsea by similar margins, so it's Nowata at Salina tonight.
Yeah, congratulations on the Ironmen getting their first win last week. That's great for those kids. I know they've been working hard and playing hard to get that. And congratulations to Coach Bob Craig. This week playing Salina, it's kind of tough. They're playing another old ball coach, Coach Williams. And so it's going to be a tough one for them. I'm going to go with Salina.
Coach Revard picks Salina.
Woo, that's a tough one there because I do think Noah's getting better. My confidential source says that they've they are getting a lot better. They're still just young. So it's at Salina. I'm going with Salina.
Okay, Coach Bart takes Salina as well. Let's go ahead and go down south to Ramona. Caney Valley coming off a tough loss to Beggs last week. Beggs back here in Washington County again as they'll be at Dewey tonight. We'll have more on that one in just a second, but they've got another really tough team in that district, undefeated Sperry Club going to Ramona to take on Caney Valley tonight.
Yeah, Sperry Pirates, they're loaded with skill players. I mean, from their quarterback, receiver, running backs, they're loaded. They're a good team. Going to fight for the first place in the district this year. Going to be a tough one for Caney Valley tonight. You know, I hope they go out, play hard, make it competitive, but think the Pirates are going to come out on top.
Yeah, did they ever get the water turned back on at Caney Valley?
I assume so.
I didn't know if they had to bring their own water or not tonight. But anyway, I'm going with the Sperry Pirates.
Okay, Coach Bart goes with Sperry. Let's go ahead and let's go with the co-op. They've got a tough one tonight. Copan Wesley and Christian picked up their first win since week one of the season last week, win number 2 of the year. They trounced South Coffeyville pretty good, 52-14, but they've got a historically very good Davenport program, maybe the best team in that district for district game number 1. Now, do keep in mind that it's a 6-team district, so Copan Wesley and Christian just has to finish better than 2 other teams to make the playoffs. They've got a game at Davenport tonight.
Yeah, so I think this is one of the teams that Coach Bart went and scouted. relayed some information to Coach Hershock last week because Coach Hershock did pick the co-ops and did get a win last week over me. So I think there's a little bit of cheating going on, but that's all right. Corruption, they'll probably be in front of the Supreme Court before you know it. But I'm going to go with Davenport tonight.
I agree. I think that the co-op has probably seen their only win.
Two wins.
And I think that, you know, they're young and they're trying to mesh together. And I know they fought injuries, and they got everybody back last week. And you saw what happened, but I'm still going with Davenport.
Okay, one game that was last night, by the way, we'll mention it, Oklahoma Union and Quapaw. They moved that game to Thursday. Not 100% sure why. It might be because both the Lady Cougars, softball and volleyball, are in state. Anyway, Oklahoma Union, congrats to them. They picked up a 14-7 win over Quapaw, two victories in a row for head coach Stephen Trammell's club, which had not won a game until last week. So that's good news for them. And let's go ahead and let's talk about Bahuska next. Bahuska right here on KPGM. They're coming off a one-point loss to a good Tonkawa club last week, and they've got a winless Drumright team on the road tonight. Drumright has been outscored 271-32 through their five games this year.
Ooh, wow. That's and I don't think it's going to improve this week either. Coach Hensley's got them rolling. Congratulations, Bahuska Huskies. Keep rolling.
You know, there may not be a thing as a sure bet, but this may be a sure bet. I mean, I think that Coach Hennessy's defense, and then they're not very good offense, is a bad combination for Drumright. So I'm taking the Huskies.
Let's go ahead and go north of the border really quick. Bullpups have got a tough game. Caney, Kansas at Frontenac. Battle of the Undefeateds last week. Galena just barely squeaked past Caney, Kansas. They've got another tough team in Frontenac tonight, and those are probably the two teams right behind Galena in that area.
Yeah, but there was a couple plays that separated that game last week from Caney winning. I know they had a tip ball that was intercepted and ran back for a touchdown, so that kind of hurt them a little bit there. But that was a close game. It was really close. Caney's Bullpups going to get right back on the winning track tonight.
You know, Coach Revar doesn't have much of a choice about his picks. He always has to take Barnesville. He has to take Caney now that he works in Caney. He's a part-time Caney employee now. So he needs business in Caney, so he can't make anybody mad. But
that's not true.
I'm also picking Caney. I think they got that was a tough game last week, but I still think they're pretty good. And this, like you said, this is kind of for second and third in the playoffs. And I think they're going to pull it out. I think Coach Davis has a pretty good squad.
One thing that I've learned about Coach Bart in my 4.5 years here, he does not mind making people mad, unlike Coach Rebar.
That's right, that's right. I'll leave all. I'm loyal to our local teams. I got faith in these kids. And Coach Bart, he just wants to win. Like we're going to get a golden trophy here.
We'll find out how loyal Coach Revard is with this next one, as Dewey is up against it tonight against a very good Beggs team. Class 3A state runners-up from a season ago. Obviously, it's the Bartlesville head coach Lee Blankenship's former team. Returned 24 major players from that squad that finished just barely in second place in the 3A state title game last year. Undefeated Beggs visiting Dewey tonight.
Beggs is just too good. I mean, I hate to say it, but you know that they're coming off a state runner up, and they got a foundation, they got some tradition. The kids think they're pretty good. Dewey's not quite there yet. I would be more than happy if Dewey wins this game, but I just think Beggs is too much for him.
Oh, yeah, Coach Bart, more than happy. I think we would we'd flood the streets. But you know what? That could happen. You know who suspected the Army to play the University of Oklahoma like they did? Kind of, you know, stalled the clock and did all that good stuff like that. And, you know, took a team that was way superior, took them down to the wire. And, you know, that could happen tonight for the Bulldoggers. You know, they might win. They might not win, but I'm going to pick them tonight. I'm staying with them, Evan.
There you go. Bulldogger pick for Coach Revard, and I believe it is our final high school game that we have to go over tonight. It is Bartlesville at Sand Springs. Someone going to pick up their first district win of the year. Both these teams 1-4. Boy, they both could just as easily be 3-2. Sand Springs was up in the fourth quarter on Muskogee last week, and the Ruffers scored 21 unanswered. They also lost a overtime game to Shawnee. Of course, Bartlesville lost that ridiculous kind of shootout to Sepulpa by 5 points last week, and the Bruins had Collinsville on the ropes. So a couple 1-4 teams really needing a victory squaring up tonight at Charles Page High School.
Yeah, and this is such a tough game. I mean, I was watching on the news where Coach Kennard has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. I know the town. They had a pep rally at the town for him. I know the kids will be playing with a lot of emotion. I know our thoughts and prayers go to him and his family as he goes through this difficult time. But I'm actually going to pick the Bruins this week. I think that I think last week they lost, but I actually think they're playing some confidence. Their offense got untracked. They've scored more points than they had all year long. I don't know if DeAndre is going to play the full game or not, how he's doing, but I think Ben has settled in at quarterback. So I think they're gelling at the right time, and I think Sand Springs is a very similar team. I think they've struggled a little bit offensively, and they played some tough games with Shawnee and some of those non-conference district games. So I'm going to take the Bruins. I think the Bruins will pull it out this week.
Yeah, definitely want to send out our thoughts and prayers with Coach Kennard and his family as he's going to go through this and fight this. But he's going to do well. Everybody knows that them old coaches are tough as nails, and he'll fight through. And so we send our thoughts and prayers to him as well as his team and coaches, and we know they'll do well. But going to the game tonight, it's who would have thought Bartlesville would have been in a shootout last week with Sepulpa? Yeah. That was absolutely crazy. Never would have dreamed that. But maybe Bartlesville's got the offense rolling. You know, they kind of struggled early, and maybe they found something that's working for them. And defensively, you know, maybe they had their one bad game and they're done. Hopefully, with Sand Springs offense kind of struggling a little bit, this is a great opportunity for Bartlesville to get a big district win. So I'm going to pick the Bruins.
So that does it for the high school picks. Let's go to college. Obviously, OU's got a big one, so we'll save them for last. Oklahoma State at home against Iowa State. Cyclones visiting Boone Pickens Stadium at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon.
Man, this, are we picking against spread or not anymore?
No, Big 12 straight.
Good, because that was hard. I don't know about Oklahoma State. I can't make up my mind. And then on the other hand, OU, which I think is a really good OU team, went to Iowa State and struggled, and Iowa State's pretty tough. OSU played really well against Boise, but then again, you know, then they turn around and Texas Tech and just kind of get blown out. So, I mean, this is really tough pick here, but I think I'm going to stay with OSU. I think that they're going to – last week might have motivated them, so I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
Yeah, this is a tough pick. There's no doubt about it. Iowa State's got some receivers that are unbelievable. I don't know what that kid's name is that is 6'6", 220, but he is a stud. And, you know, OSU plays pretty good defense offensively. They're just not very good. They got a running back. They need to utilize him every play in some way, shape, or form, whether they're handing the ball to him or using him as a decoy, something. But, you know, they're a lot smarter than me. So I'm going to leave that to them, but I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Oklahoma State, a 9.5-point favorite as of right now when we check that line. And then, of course, we've got a big one in Dallas tomorrow morning, Red River, number 7 Oklahoma, number 19 Texas. Picking straight up, as we mentioned, but OU is now a 7-point favorite. That line's moved the Longhorns away quite a bit the last few days.
Speaking of the big receiver, I know Motley has his name tattooed on his forehead. He just wore Motley out. It's the big Red River shootout, and I'm going with OU. I think OU is going to win. I don't think Texas is very good right now. I know that Coach Herman's trying to get that turned around. You know, since Mack Brown has left, they have not won 8 games in a year since then.
Yeah.
And so everybody keeps thinking, well, they're finally going to be back. But I think OU's pretty good. And if their defense can catch up with their offense, I think they got a chance to be a national contender.
Yeah, I think this is, throw all the records out. Forget all that stuff. You know, it's the shootout, and I think this is literally going to be a shootout. I think Texas's offense is better than what you think. They have some stud receivers. You know, Oklahoma the last couple of games kind of been questionable back there in the secondary a little bit. So, you know, definitely going to be a shootout. Offensively, OU has nothing to worry about. They have a stud at quarterback. I saw some numbers on him last night, and his numbers right now are better than Baker Mayfield. And so, you know, he's a stud. He can play. So it's going to be a shootout. Going to come down to special teams and turnovers. And we definitely have an advantage this year with adding the Beamer to our staff and what we've proved this year. So I think this game's going to come down to the special teams play. Going to go with the Sooners for sure all the way in a 63-54 victory.
Wow. I'll put that on there. 63-54. The over-under, by the way, is 60. So if you think it's going to be 63-54, you might want to head
yeah,
on
that's right.
and bet
that's
the over because that,
right.
that would be 50 points more than the over right now.
That's perfect. Coach Bart said he's going to loan me the money, and he's going to run down to Arvest Bank right now and get a loan and loan me the money. So it would be
there you
perfect.
Go. Arvest guys, Tim Bart and Chris Rivard. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Evan.